Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Nun Gimel, and we are on Nun Beis Mabeis. We have switched over from the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, the Chazaka that the Gemara called at the end of yesterday's daf, Chazaka, Sheyeshi Mataina, that there is a discussion about, that there is a machlokas about possibly, that the is a Marakama and there's a Machzik, to what the Gemara called Chazaka She'ein Imataina. There's no Taina, there's just a question of Kinyan Chazaka. Right, that's different, as we noted, in terms of how the Gemara used those phrases from earlier. The Gemara earlier quoted in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph, Kol Chazaka She'ein Ima Taina Eina Chazaka. Right, that was different. That would meant that if somebody is squatting and he has no explanation of how he got the land, so that's Eina Chazaka. Oh, I didn't buy it from you. I just started to sit here, and it's not mine. So that's a very different usage. But either way, that's the Gemara now is talking about issues of Kinyan Chazaka, as we have in Maseches Kiddushin. So says the Gemara Tani, Rav Oshia learned in a Braisa, B'Kiddushin de'Bei Levi. In the Kiddushin, what is Kiddushin de'Bei Levi? In the Toseftas, in the Braises that were put together by Levi. Rather, Rashbam says, B'Kiddushin de'Bei Levi, fourth to last line, B'Tosefta, B'Tosefta, right, the Bach takes out the word Braisa, B'Tosefta, the Maseches Kiddushin Shesidra Levi Kemosha Sidra B'chiv Rav Oshia. That's the group of text that was put together by Levi, right? We know Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rebbe, was the one that gets all the credit with the Mishnah, but the Braises, we don't have a compilation of, they're scattered throughout, and we have Toseftas at the end of every Masechta. But either way, Rav Oshia quotes from the Braisa. Toseftas are also called Braises sometimes. Also, Braisa just means left outside the Mishnah. But either way, says the Tosefta, Noah Gadur Uparis Kalshahu, if somebody does an act of Chazaka, which is Na'al, he closes an area. We'll have to talk about each one of these. Be'ezus Hashem, Gadar, he fenced in an area. Paratz, he makes a hole in an area. Kalshahu, a little bit, any little action. Bifanav Arizu Chazaka, if it's in front of the person who you're acquiring from, then it is a Chazaka. As has been mentioned in this Masechta, Chazaka is one of the more flexible kinyanim than compared to other kinyanim. Other kinyanim, there's a specific act that is mandated for the kinyan. Hagbah, I lift something up. Meshicha, I pull something. Shtar, I give over the deed. Kesef, right? Most of the other, Mosera, I give over the reins of the animal. Most of them are, understood exactly what they are. Chazaka is very flexible. It takes on many different physical actions. The other ones have many one physical action basically, but here there are many physical actions because it's a kinyan that, as we have said, reflects haraz bailos. It reflects who is the owner. It's something that the owner would do. That's its relationship to the other part of Chazaka that we have been talking about in this parak. Right? Cheskas Gimel Shanim is when for 3 years I act like the owner, but that might be a reflection, a siman, not just a sibah. That's a siman that I bought it or that I got it somehow. But that's the common denominator with how they could both be called Chazaka, because they're both about actions that an owner would do. But Kinya Chazaka means that one act, 1 minute, not have to wait any amount of time, but if I do an act, I dig, I close, I open, all of those, that would be a chazaka if it's done befanav. So ask the Gemara, is that really true? It's so limited. Kinya chazaka could only be done in front of the makneh, befanav in shalom, befanav lo. Is that really true? We should take that brisa literally. Only befanav it would work. And the Rashbam points out, we're talking about mekach u'memkar here. We're talking about buying and selling land. I could only buy a piece of land with a kinya chazaka in front of the mocher, says the Gemara, no. But there are differences. Amar Rava, Hachi Ka'amar, Bifanav, Lo Tzorach Lameimer, Leile Chazeku Kni. If it's in front of the Mocher, so then the Mocher does not have to allow me explicitly to go and do it. Leich Chazek Ukni, that he doesn't have to do because he's standing there. And if he's standing there, he doesn't say anything, that it's understood that there's a Leich Chazek Ukni. Shalobafanav, but if it's Shalobafanav, if he's not there, Tzorach Lameimer, Leich Chazek Ukni. If he's not there, so then he has to express when he is not there, you know what, you could go and do this, and then when I do it, then I would be able to acquire it through that Kenyan. The Rashbam points out on top, does this mean Bafanav, literally Bafanav and Shalobafanav, or it just means Midaito? Right, if he knows about it, that might be good enough to be considered bifanav. That's the Rashbam on top. In bala hachzik shalo bifanav democher, I want to be machzik when he's not there, kigon be'ir acheres, if he's in a different city, o afilu be'osa ha'ir shalo midaito shalmocher. Even if it's in the same city, he doesn't know about it, that's called Shalom Afanav. Lo havi chazaka ela im kein, omar le mocher lo lokeach lech chazek ukni. Right? Only if he says, get it. And then the Rashbam adds, via filu im nason lo maos, lo kani b'maos. Even if money was transferred, that's still not good enough. Why? Don't we say, karkas nikla b'kesa b'shara b'chazaka, kigon be'ir shekos v'nshtar. It's talking about a city. Even money wouldn't work in a case where a shtar is written, dina kesef moel sheyachziklo o ad sheyichtov hashtar. Right? If it works usually through a shtar, so then kesef doesn't work by itself. Either you need the shtar, there's nothing better than the deed, or kenya chazaka would also work in that case, as is described in Maseches Kedushin. So either way, the Gemara says, it's not limited to Befanav, it's just that Befanav is a little easier, because Befanav allows me to be kona it in front of the mocher, even without his saying anything. The tour also expands upon this in Simon Reish Ayin Hey, discussing a type of chazaka. What happens, or a type of action that might be interpreted as a chazaka or not? What happens if I smooth out, I level out a field? Is that chazaka? That's not na'al gadar uparatz. I level out a field. Is that going to work for a kinya chazaka? Hishva pnei asada, says the tour, simin sif yutes. Im nikar shekivein letakno lezria, if it's nikar that I'm doing it in order to seed afterwards, kigon shelokach mimakom agavoa venasu lomakom anamuch, I really leveled it out. I took from higher places, put it to lower places, I smoothed it out. Kana, that works, because that's what an owner would do. An owner wants to plant there. Vim eno nikar shemachavin lakach, maybe I just want to store things. I want to put a big pile of stuff on here. Doesn't mean that I have kavana to be kone. It's kigon shelo hikbin lashvosa kula. Ela hishlecha afar vatsoros b'chol makom below hakpada. I didn't do it in such a perfect way. I just got rid of some of the stuff that is on the floor. Lo kana kidapricious shetzarech sheyu maisav mochichin shemakavin lasakna. My actions have to be clear that I have kavana to be kona it. And then he quotes the Rama. V'huwa dinami v'lokeach tahavi dina hachi. Also, if somebody is buying. And then he quotes, Aval Rabbeinu, haigon kasav d'lokeach kone b'chol inyin. D'la olam ika hochacha da'adaita l'miknei avad. Right? No, a lokeach, a buyer, has more flexibility than, let's say, buying it from, getting it from Hefker. De'i b'fanav. Now he has the chilek like our Gemara has. If it's in front of the mocher, kol zman sha'asukim ba'oso inyin, vaita vadaya daita lemikne avan. V'ishalo b'fanav, v'amar lelecha zekukni, mistama shlichuzi demikne avad, v'yadaita lemikne avad. So again, the tour emphasizes in the name of Rav Haigon, there's a difference between b'fanav and shalo b'fanav. If it's b'fanav, you're still asukim ba'oso inyin, that anything that happens is seen as an extension of this Kenyan discussion, and you'd be able to take it without his saying anything. But if he's not there, then he would have to say lechazek ukni, and there'd be more requirements for what to say. So that is by mecher and mekach u'memkar. So now the Gemara asks, by Rav. Rav asks, matana hech, what about a matana? Is a gift easier or is a gift harder? Every time a chazaka is done, there might be differences. As we've said, because chazaka is so different and flexible, that it's going to depend on the different context, right? Hagba'ah and Meshicha, they have certain rules. Doesn't matter what type of kinyan is being done, a sale or a gift, or even from Hefker. You know, none of those, would impact the Hagba'ah. You might have to do Hagba'ah in a certain Rishus, or Meshicha in a certain Rishus. Hagba'ah is B'chol Makom. But they might have to do certain things that reflect, what ownership is. But here, you really have to ask the question, boy, Rav, matana hech, what about matana? But do you need, is it harder or easier if somebody's giving it to you? So, Amar Shmuel, mighty boy lela Abba. Again, what is Abba bothered by? As we had yesterday, Rav and Rav's nickname, right? Or Abba's nickname is Rav. So, hashta uma mecher de kayov lezuze, in a case where the mocher is getting money. Yav lezuze, the buyer is giving the mocher money. I amale lechazek ukni in ilolo. Even if a case where he's getting money, he still has to express explicitly that you can be kona this matana lo koshiken. So surely by a matana where he's not getting anything, so surely he's not going to give it up unless he expresses beferish that he wants to give it up. So that's Shmuel. Shmuel, I know what Rav is talking about. Of course, you would need lechazek ukni. If you need it even in a case where he's getting anah, surely where he's not getting anah. V'Rav Savar, but Rav asked the questions. He obviously does not think it's so obvious. Rav thinks that maybe Matana is easier. Mandiyav Matana b'ayin yafa yahiv. If you give a matana, you're obviously a good-hearted individual in this context, and you want to give it. So maybe even without saying it, lechazikukni, it would be easier to give a matana. Good. That's why Rav has the question. The Rashbam here notes that, wait a minute, later on, we will see, Beit Hashem in the Masechta, and we quoted earlier as well, that Shmuel also holds of the concept of the ba'ayin yafa, no saying. Remember, we had the discussions of if you sell trees, do you leave yourself a pathway to the trees? So Shmuel also, he says, learns in other contexts that you hold ba'ayin yafa. So says the Rashbam, when is there a discussion, and Shmuel agrees ba'ayin yafa, when you know it was a gift, or you know it was a sale, and now you want to know what was included? But if you don't know if it was a gift yet at all, then you can't say ba'ayin yafa on the mechanism of gift itself. You can only say that about what was included in the gift, not is it a gift. That's the Rashbam's important ha'ara on the fifth medium line. Ushmul nami depshitalei svir lehechi damrinan b'ayin yafin osein. He holds that hani mili kagon la'achar shehechzik v'nis kaima hamatana hu damrinan b'ayin yafin osein lo mikol vach mikol. You give, you have a right and a very generous viewpoint. V'kol shalosh shir la'asma batanazu. We said fine, you give it and you don't hold anything for yourself. Avah kozman demesaf galon igomer la'haknos hamatana olo. But if you're not sure if the actual matana worked, misafek ein lanu lomar shenosan eshalo b'matana. That you don't know. Adam mefarish geomer lo leich chazek ukni. So there's a difference between once you know there is a matana and what is included in that matana, and our case where you're not sure if it is a matana at all. Good. And we've quoted before. Not only is matana different, we quoted maybe machzik benichse hager. This is going to come up again, but. Remember, the Rambam has the distinction. The Rambam in the Hilchas Mechira in Perek Aleph, the Rambam says that even spreading out fruit on an area is a kinyan chazaka. Right? We had that earlier in the Cheskas Gimel Shanim, in our Perek, where the Gemara discussed if one wants to do Cheskas Gimel Shanim on an area that's very rocky and they can't be Zoreya. So one day I said, okay, you can't do it. It's Nigrar with the rest of the land. But then we said, no, maybe because you could spread out your properties, so that's good enough for a kinyan chazaka. And the Rambam, if you remember, extended that for not just Cheskas Gimel Shanim, but the Rambam extended that even to Kinyan Chazaka. But the Rambam in Hilchas Zechiah points out that that would not work spreading out your fruit to dry or letting your animals walk around would only work on by a Mekach on a Memkar. But by being Machzik B'nichse Hager, being Kone from Hefker, the Rambam says that you need to do a Maisa B'guf HaKarka. So again, why would that be? Kinyan Chazaka is Kinyan Chazaka. So that's another example. Like here, the Gemara wonders about Matana. What about Nichse Hager? You might require more. The Rambam says Beferish, that you require more to be Kone where there is nobody giving it to you, where there is no Das Acheres Machne. We'll get back to that, Rav Hashem, on Amud Beis. That type of distinction. But by Chazaka, by Kinyan Chazaka specifically, as we are getting into now, we have these Chilukim because of the nature of Kinyan Chazaka. In order to show that something is mine, if it's yours, I could just put my fruit there. If it wasn't yours, it was just Hefker, and I'm trying to get it from Hefker. So, on the one hand, you might say it's easier to get something from Hefker, because there's no competing bailus. But on the other hand, it might be harder, because it's not being given to me, it's not being pushed into my Rishus by anyone, and therefore, the Rambam would say that you need a Maisa Gufa Karka by Kinyan Chazaka from a Hefker, while you do not need a Maisa B'Gufa Karka when it comes to getting it from someone who is selling it to you. Good. V'kama kol shehu. So now let's get back to the Braisa. The Braisa says that a Kinyan Chazaka no'al gadar uparatz, right, closing or putting up a fence or breaking an opening, even a tiny amount is called a Chazaka. Kol shehu. So what does that mean, kol shehu? How do you make a tiny opening or add on to a closure, a tiny area? You know, how would that work for Kinyan Chazaka? So v'kama kol shehu. So kid de Shmuel. To Omar Shmuel. Shmuel says, God, the Gemara talks about two out of three, and the Rashbam talks about the third. Interesting why the Gemara only talks about two of the three and not all three. So first we'll talk about Geder. What does it mean, Geder Kol Shehu? Godar Geder V'Hishlimo La'Sara. There's already a fence, and I'm mashlim the fence in order to make it 10 tvachim. There's already a fence that's less than 10 tvachim, and I make it 10. Right, so now, basically, people can't go up on it and go into my sada. Right, that's a owner type of thing to do. Right, I make it 10 tvachim. Uparatz pirtzak deshikanitz, shikanitz biatzabo. Or I make an opening in order to be able to go in and out. Harezu chazaka. So that's what a chazaka is. I make a little opening, I close it a little bit. So hi geder, hey chidami. What exactly is the case? So ilema, that you made it 10 tvachim. Demei ikara lo avisalki la is the case where originally, before you came along, the person couldn't go up and get over the fence. Vahashtanami lo salki la. And now still they can't get over the fence. So my avat. So what do? You didn't do anything. If the guy originally couldn't get, an outsider couldn't get over, so then it's you haven't done anything. So that shouldn't be a chazaka. V'ela, and if you want to say the opposite, d'me ikara havi salkila, v'hashta lo salkila, and if you want to say, no, you really did something before, and it was easy to get over, and now it's hard, it's impossible, tuva avat, then you did a lot. You shouldn't call that kalshehu. Right? You've done a lot. So either you did nothing, or you did a lot. What's a case where you did a kol shehu, that you did a little bit? So lo tzricha demeikara havi salki la baravcha. This is the case. Originally, it was easy. It was easy to get up. V'hashak asalki la betuchka. And now it's hard to get up. Right? That's the case. So you did a little bit. You made it more difficult, but you didn't make it impossible. That's why it's called a kol shehu, and that's enough to be called a kinyan chazaka. That is the geder line. What about the paratz line? Hi pirtza hechidami. What's the case where you made an opening? So ilema de meikara havi aili ba. Originally, you were able to go in anyway. Vahashtanami aili ba. And now you could still go in after you opened it. So my avat. So again, what do you do? You could have gone in before, could have gone in afterwards. The ela de meikara lo havi aili ba. Vahasha ka aili ba. So what's the case? Originally, you couldn't get in. And now you broke a hole into the fence. And now you can't get in. You made an opening. So tuva avat. So now you did something very important. That wouldn't be called a kol shehu. So lo tzricha, similar to mei kavra havi aili ba beduchka, v'hashta aili ba baravcha. Originally it was a very tiny space you had to squeeze in. You made it bigger, so now there's a normal door, a normal opening in the fence, and that's why you're able to get in, and that's called a kol shehu improvement, because you could have done it before, it was just more difficult. Period. So the Gemara here is not talking about na'al. It just talks about Godar Uparatz. What about Na'al? So let's see the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam, fourth wide line in the Rashbam, towards the bottom. V'gabi Na'al kol shehu nami ikel afrusha ki agavna. What's the case of Na'al? Of closing or locking. How do you translate Na'al? Shestam Shasasam Pesach Stima Kolshehu. You closed up an opening that wasn't supposed to be there. Demeikara Aili Labaravcha. Originally everybody could get in. Vahasha Aili Baduka. Now it's very difficult to get in. So that would be No'al. Inami, or the Rashbam adds, Shekava Manol Bidelis Linobo. You put a lock on the door. That's No'al. You put a lock on the door. Tahainu Binyan. That's Binyan. Aval, says the Rashbam, Sogares Hadeles v'no'al b'mafteach, b'nichse hager eina chazaka. What if I just closed the door and locked the door? I didn't put a new lock on it. I closed the door and I locked it with the key. Is that good enough? Is that a horaz bailus? Is that showing that I'm the owner? Says the Rashbam, no good. The ein ze ela ose mitzvah lishmar beis chaveiro. Closing the door and locking the door? What am I doing? It could very well be that my friend told me to do this. I'm just making sure that people don't come into the house, right, by closing the door and locking it. So the Rashbam says, closing the door is not good enough. Closing the door and locking the door is also not good enough. Putting a lock on the door, that is good enough. And then he adds, what about, right, something that we know from Maseches Psachim. The Afa got the Gavi Schiris Batim Arina B'Psachim, even though in terms of a rental agreement, when the Gemara talks about a rental, how do you give over that Schiris, just giving over the keys? Mesiris Maftechos, Mishamasal Maftechos Avi Becheska Socher, Vahuadin Lagabi Laknoso, and there the Gemara relates it to Kinyan, Hani Mili B'Mocher U'Maskir Lachaveiro. That's only, again, as we just alluded to, there's a difference. If two people involved, giving over the key would be good enough. Aval benichse hager mi maser lo mafteichos sheyikne hilchoch, sorry, binyan kol shehu. If there is nobody picking it up, giving it to you, so then mesiras mafteich is not going to be good enough, obviously, because there's nobody who is giving you the key. Either way, this Rashbam and the Gemara that's here doesn't talk about it, but all the Rishonim get into the action about Na'al. What exactly is needed for ni'ilah when it comes to kinyan? There are a couple of different deos that are discussed here. If you look in the Me'iri has a number of the different opinions that are discussed in our context. Says the Me'iri right here, and a lot of this is discussed in Maseches Gittin also. Ni'ilah zu shebi'arnu shi chazaka. He quotes all the opinions. Yesha Pershua, some say, this he quotes this from the Yad Ramah here, Biskiras Hadelas Lavad Shu Pasuach. Farihoa Biskiras Alinyin Shmira. Closing the door. Closing the door, I want to be makna you the house. How does Chazaka work? You go inside, you close the door behind you. That's Kinya Chazaka. V'yesh Befarshim Hu Adin Im Haya Na'ul Sheyiftechenu. And some say, what about opening the door? That also could work. Farihoa Bipsichas Alikanis. You could go in. You know, if you weren't the owner, so then how are you going in? Ella, why does it say na'al if pasach would also work according to this opinion? Right, it's quoting this day also from here, from the Yad Ramah. Tehu adinim ayin al shi'itachenu, v'hari hol b'sichaso. Ella, mipnei sh'derech halokeach likanes b'bayis, b'shaz gemar maisa, liros es habayis over l'kniyaso. But it's the derech of a buyer to go into the house, to look around, to make sure, right, a last walkthrough, as it's called. Hu tofes la sh'ni'ila sh'ikneu derech yitziyaso. Because usually you go in, you walk through, you see everything is good. You go outside, you close the door, and you say, okay, everything's fine. That's why he uses the lashon of ni'ilah. But even psicha, says the Yad Ramah, would work. And I, what does it say in Maseches Gittin? Techud v'tiftach? Pirish techud o tiftach. Good. The Yesh Mefarshim, and then he quotes other opinions. Sha psicha in a klum. Opening the door? Come on. Yeah, that's not something an owner would do. Anybody would open the door. U'b'ni'ilah mi'amodim. But ni'ilah would work. The Yesh Mefarshim, and he quotes from the Rambam. The Meiri was a lay rishon, so he's quoting all the opinions that he had in front of him. The yesh befarshim shein chazaka ella bishnehem. You have to do both. Ratzalomar ni'ila upsicha. You have to close it and you have to open it. Why would you have to do both? We'll see that soon. We'll see that Rambam inside. V'hushamra v'techa v'tifta v'chachmi tzarfatim pirshu. Chachmi tzarfatim, who's that? That's the Rashbam. Right, the Gedolei Mefarshim is Rashi. Chachmei Atzarfatim is the Rashbam. Ni'ilazu kfiyas mano badelas. Vein lashon kolshu nofel b'yafe. He doesn't like the lashon of kolshu. It doesn't sound like you put a little lock on. V'yesh pirshu b'ni'ila b'mafteach. Some say you lock the door with a key. V'advarim nirim. I like that pshat, says the Me'iri. V'yir ali sh'af b'shahaya mugaf. Sharei hotziya mir shmira p'chus l'shmira me'ula. Even if it was closed already and then you lock it, that also is good enough because you made it into a shmira. Either way, these are all the different opinions about what Ni'ila does. If you look in the Russian Maseches Gittin, that also, he also has a big discussion of this. The context there is an interesting discussion because they're talking about on Shabbos. On Shabbos, giving a get. You want to give a get through a Kinya Chazaka, through a Kinya Chatzir of the land. So which of these Pshatim could work on Shabbos? So the Rush rejects some of the Pshatim. Well, that can't be done on Shabbos. So that can't be what the Pshat of what the Gemara is talking about. But either way, but the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira in Aleph Yud discusses what Kinya Chazaka is. And as the Meiri quoted, he says it has to be both. Ketzan amachzik b'ni'ila kana kagon. Shemachar bayis o chatzar v'ya pesach pasuach v'no'al halokeach es ha-pesach v'chazar u'pascho. Harei ze hechzik v'kana. Shaharei nishtamish bo shimush ha-mo'il. Right, you've used it as an effective and an action that did something good for you. So the question is, if we would have said you have to do both, what order would we have said? We would have said you have to open the door, you have to close the door. That you have to do both. The Rambam says the opposite. You have to close the door and you have to open the door. That's Kinyan Chazaka, that you need both. And that's Nishtami Shimush HaMoel. So why is that? So the Kesem Mishnah here quotes all the different days also. And he said, V'linira, Derabbeinu, for his tupshat, he says, first of all, Derabbeinu Nami B'nilo L'chudkani. Really, just closing it, he thinks the Rambam would say is good. Why did he say Chazar U'pascho? Lo mi boy kamar. He's saying, even if he opens it afterwards, you might think that, oh, now his closing hasn't accomplished anything because now he's opened it. No, no, no. Closing it is good even if you open it afterwards. Doesn't really sound that way from the Lashon, but that's the Rambam. That's the Kesem Mishnah's first pshat. Afilu chazer upascho kamo sh'ayim mikodem, tahashta einikar bo shum aisa, sh'asa litnos afilu achikana. Number one. But then he says a second pshat. V'yapid v'rama eila efshar lamar dimedavka kasav rabbeinu upascho. Mishum dim eino poscho miyad lo muchacha milsa she'no'al l'shem kinyin. Elashu Noel Habayis Beshlichus Balabayis. Kedelishmar Babisha Besocho. If you just go and close the door, then that's not Nikar that you're doing that as a Kenyan, because you might, somebody might have just said, can you just close that door for me, please? Great. Aval kishachozer uposcho miyad nikar shahane'ilo haisa litzarach kinyan. Nol means nol upasach. You'd have to do the psicha afterwards. But again, even according to that pshat of the Kesef Mishnah, the ne'ilah is the ikker, and the psicha is just the tznai to show that the ne'ilah was really shel kinyan. Okay, these are all the different opinions about ne'ilah, which is fascinatingly the one that the Gemara here left out. You might have been mechalik also. The Rush discusses maybe Hilchas Chametz is different than Hilchas Kinyan, as the Gemara discusses there in Psachim Dav Dalid. Maybe who's in charge of doing Bedikas Chametz might not be the same exact issue as whether Kinyan Chazaka could work in that context. Okay, we continue now. Amar Abasi, Amar Biochanan. Two-thirds of the way down. Nasan Tsrar V'Hoel, Natal Tsrar V'Hoel, Hareza Chazaka. Kinyan chazaka could even be with putting or removing a little pebble. Little pebble, little stone. What exactly is the case there? How could I put a little stone and it could be a kinyan chazaka? My nasan or my nata, what do you mean you put a stone? What does it mean you take a stone? Ilema. Is it talking about nasan, sror, visocher, mayamina? Is it a case where I put a stone and I closed up the water from coming from it? Let's say there's a big river that's coming, and I closed up the dike, and I put a little stone in there, and that's what it means. I put the stone, and I closed up the water, or I took a stone out, and right, it was getting flooded, and I took a stone out, and now the water left the area, so it doesn't get ruined. So, hi, that type of case, in both cases of removing the water, or making the water not go there, that is not a case of being machzik in a field. That's kind of removing a problem from a field. The field is getting flooded. You pick up a stone so the water flows out of the field. Or, you know, you put a stone there so the field doesn't get the water, too much water in it. That's not a kinyan chazaka in a positive sense. That's mavriach harimi nechza chaver. That's removing a problem. And therefore what? The Yad Ramah has two different pshatim. What's the and therefore? And therefore, says the Yad Ramah, that's not a kinyan chazaka, pshat number one, because every Jew has to do this. Right? If you see your friend's field getting ruined, then you have an obligation. Lo samar al damriyecha isn't only by physical problems, but also by financial problems. Lo samar al damriyecha. So that's not a reflection of a kinyan chazaka. Right? Every Jew has to do that. Mavriyecha rimi nechza chaveiro. That's the first pshat of the Yad Ramah. Umitzvah ka'avid to amar krola kol avedas achichel rabot avedas karka v'lo havi chazaka elahecha di'iboy avid v'iboy lo avid. What's a kinyan chazaka? Where you have a choice to do something and you choose to do it, that shows you have a kinyan chazaka. V'ka'avid adaita demikna avalhecha demitzvah lasos kiven debalav hachinami havi mechayev l'mevid lo havi chazaka. Dia number one of the Yad Ramah. Second shot of the Yad Ramah, he doesn't like that pshat because he says, what about by Nechse Hager? Because then there wouldn't be any mitzvah. Not owned by anybody. So he has a different emphasis. He says, there's only a kinyan chazaka when you get some benefit from it, from hana'a from it. Mavriach Ari, you're not getting any benefit, you're just protecting the field from getting ruined. That's not called positive benefit. Mistaver the chikashele lami time of the mitzvah kashele el mishum to call chazaka to tell you bahanoa to ahani baba machzik ba'ara lo avi chazaka el hecha de mahani begufa de ara hanoa do avi shchicha ba mikami hachin and avruche mayamina. That's not called kinyan chazaka in terms of getting a hana. Right? The first shot though is that everybody's mitzvah to do it, and therefore that can't be what the case is by putting a stone or taking away a stone. And so the Chashuk Yechemet here discusses on this line of all Jews have to do it, Sheila. The following case. There was a Hatzalah guy that was running for a Hatzalah call. V'kol shni alu yelios koralit, right? And every second makes a difference. And on the way, he dropped something. He dropped, it doesn't say money, but the case is, naful ba me'akis mismachim chashuvim v'schum chesef gadol, or money. Let's say he dropped his license. He dropped some very important paper. Is he allowed to go down and pick it up? Or let's say he left his car door open and he's worried that somebody's going to go into his car and take it. Is he allowed to go back and lock his car? Or no, pikuach nefesh is doche. Or everything is doche. You have to give away all your money to save a life. Osama adam reyecha. Right? So is he allowed to go back or not? Similar, tshuva, sheila doma yishlo shalagabe rofe. A doctor, shemeir moso mishnasol hatzel sanefesh. He gets woke up in the middle of the night, he's got to go save somebody. Is he allowed to get dressed and not stay in his pajamas? It's going to be like kind of like embarrassing if he goes in his pajamas. And is he? But every second counts. But is he allowed to be worried about his own, you know, self, you know, embarrassment? Right? Pikuach nefesh. Oh no. So he asked the question to his father-in-law, Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv says, it's impossible, he has to go in his pajamas. You can't be mechayev of that. Ki lo yamod bazeh. And he won't do that. And you know what? It could be that he won't take care of the patient properly, because he's worried about how he looks. And the Chachamim, we find many takanas. The Chachamim shakdu al takanas hamatzilim. The Chachamim made certain takanas and patered and exempted certain people who come to help others. A rodef, that's rodef achar rodef lahatzilo, and he broke kalim on the way. He's going to be putter, right? The Tosefton Gittin, rofe who made a little mistake, b'shogig, he might be putter, right? The in Rosh Hashanah, kol ayozim lahatzil, right? They have alpayim amal lechol ruach. Right, the Gesher Achayim discusses, the Achronim say, right, I have a Shaila. Let's say you have a doctor, an oncologist, whatever it is, that Rechaman al-Islan is often in the room by Yitzias Hashama. Does he have to tear his baguette every time he's in the room? Right, no, because of the Takana, that this is part of what one, part of his job, and he wouldn't do this in the end, v'chulu, and he continues. Here too, Lechora, he would be able to, even though Kol Yisrael Mitzuvim, right, but this is, understood behavior, and therefore he would allow to protect himself and his property on the way. Okay, either way, let's continue now. So what's the case of Natal and Nasan by Kinya Chazaka? That works. It can't be that you prevented the water from going. So the Gemara says it's the opposite. Ela Nasan Tsrar Ditzame Lemaya. You put a rock in there so the water won't go out. Meaning you kept the water in there. Not al tsrar v'arvach lamaya. Or you took a rock out so that the water would go in there more berevach. So in both of those cases, it's direct. And that's not something that all people are mitzvah to do. That's not a mitzvah. And that's giving hanah. So therefore, it would fit into both deos of the Adramah. Period. V'yamar v'asi yamar v'yochanan. Now let's get into other questions of Kinyan Chazaka. Shtei sados. There are two fields, I want to be machzik, and there is a border in between. In the days of the Talmud, as the Gemara says later on, and the Rashbam here says, the border between two fields was either a little raised area or a little lowered area. But it was clearly a border. So what happens if I do kinyi chazaka on one of the fields, but there's a border in between? So what's the halacha? So, shtei sados u'meitzar echad b'neiyan, hechzik pa'achas b'en l'knosa, kana. And the... Yeah, I want to be, and let's just add, and they're hefker, right? A ger shemes own these fields. And I'm trying to be machzik in them, so if I was machzik in one of them, I was kona that one. That's it. Kona, I was kona that one. Even if I was machzik in field A, I'm kona field A and not field B. Liknos osa veschaverta, and even if, says the Gemara, if I have kavana to try to be kona field A and field B, osa kona, chaverta lo kona. Right, the second one is not niknet to me because the border separates it as two fields and you have to do a kinyan chazaka on each and every field. Liknos es chaverta, if I only have kavana to be kona the other one, afosalo kana, that I'm not even kona this first field because I don't have that in mind. The Rashbam points out that this is different than mecher. By mecher, again, this is another example that it's harder to be machzik v'nechzi ager. By mecher, it's easier. Right, they quote the Gemara later on, and the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, that if I'm buying 10 fields from you, I can be machzik in 10 different places, in cities in the world. I can be machzik in one of them, and they're all mine. They're all niknet to me. That's in different areas. Forget a little border in between. Right, says the Rashbam, why? Fourth line. V'davka nichse hager d'memela kani. But the nichse hager, you have to work harder. It's memela nikne. Hiltach ein b'koach lignos ela osa sada shehechzik ba. Aval b'mecher, second skinny line. But by a sale, modi Rabbi Yochanan shehechzik be'echad mehem kana. One of them would be good. Why? Go five lines down. The Gemara Kiddushin Chav Zayin says, sadna da'ara chadu. Because all lands are connected to each other. Okay, and that's why I'd be machzik in one, so you can be machzik in the other. But he doesn't say the magic words. He just says, and there's a difference, and by mecher we have that principle. But what are the magic words? Says the Rimi Gash here. Das Acheres Makne. The Rashbam doesn't use those words, but the Rimi Gashi has that in. The Sadan of the Arachadu, what does that mean? Vahainu shiny din lokeach bakach. O lokeach is different. Be'amachzik v'nechzi ager. Vishim de lokeach ika dasacheres makne osan. Vadasacheres makne osan shiny. Beautiful, says the Rimi Gashi. That's why it's easier to buy something than to pick something up from Hefker. In terms of Kenya Chazaka, this is another example like the Ritva had in our context, like the Rambam had in the context that we mentioned before. The Ritva also discusses this in our Gemara, and he says, even though we had earlier on Dafim Aleph, Delo Be'inan Das Kone, Hacha Shiny Deleka Das Acharis Makne, the Ode, and then he says, Dafilu Hasam Hainushu Bistam, Aval Zesha Oker Daitu Mimena, Shaloliknosa, Vavade Lokana, Dafilu Bediga Das Acharis Makne. So the Ritva says again also, he brings in that important Shas principle. Period. Bali Tosis throughout Shas used that principle, if we remember, for a katan. A katan can't be kone something on a daraisa level. Right? If he picks something up from, that he finds. It's only his because of darki shalom. But Bali Tosfos say, no, dasachar is makne, a katan could be kone something on a daraisa level. The Gemara never says that. The Gemara has the phrase, dasachar is makne in Bamatsia. But to use it for a kinya katan, that is Bali Tosfos' chiddush. Good, we continue. Third line. Boy, Reb Zera, Hechzik Ba'achas Be'am Liknos Osa, Ve'es HaMeitzar, Ve'es HaVerta. What if I want to be Kona the middle Meitzar also? Does that help? Mahu, I want to be Kona field A and the border and field B. Me, Amrinan, Meitzar Da'arachadu V'kani, do I say? Well, then that all is like one big happy field, and therefore you can be Kona it. O Dilma, Hailuchudekai V'ailuchudekai. Or maybe not, or maybe each one is on its own, and even if you have in mind to be Kona all three things, it doesn't work. Teku, no answer given. And therefore what? Because no answer given, then you go by the Muchsak. The Rambam says in Hilchos Zechiyo Matana, Perek Aleph, in this case, Hechzik Ba Laknosa V'Liknosa Chaverta V'Sameitza Shebenei Amosh Hechzik V'Meitza Laknosa Shtehen, or you, that the next line we're going to get to, B'Z Hashem, Hareza Safek V'Imba Acher V'Hechzik Ba Laknosa Zacha Ha'acharon. Basically, it's a Safek, and it stays with the person, but if the person is Machzikid, so then he gets to keep it also. B'Ayer Rebelazer. Back to the Gemara. What about this case? Hechzik b'meitzar likno shtehen. What if I'm machzik in the middle area that's raised, and I've come on it to be kone, be kone both of them on the side? So mahu mi amrinan ha meitzar afsara da'ara huvakani. Do I say the meitzar is just like literally the reins of the land? It's an extension of the land vakani, and if I grab onto the little part of the land, I'm kone the whole land. Odil mahai luchudekai v'luchudekai teku. That's also not answered. So those two, the Rambam says, ends up as a suffix. Next. Amr ibn Achman Amr Abba Baravua. Shnei batim zelef nemizeh. You have two houses. One more inner than the other one. Meaning you have to go through the outer house to get to the inner house. Hechzik b'chitzon liknoso kna'o. If I'm machzik in the outer house and I want to be kona, it's fine. So whatever the chazak is, closing the door, opening the door, whatever it is, kano. Liknos ozo es apnimi. If I have in mind to be machzik and be kona this outer one and the inner one, chitzon kana pnimi lo kana. I'm not kona the pnimi in that case, because the pnimi is not meshubid, so to speak, to the chitzon. But liknos es apnimi av chitzonami lo kana. And if I'm machzik the chitzon in order to purely be kona the pnimi, so that doesn't work because I'm not going to the pnimi, I'm not going to anything, not even the chitzon. That's chitzon. What about the opposite? Hechzik bipnimi liknoso kno. If I'm hechzik in the pnimi in the house to be kone, it fine, works. Liknos oso vesa chitzon kone shnehen. Then that is kone both of them. Why? As the Rashbam explains here, the chitzon is tafel. I go through the chitzon to get to the pnimi. So from the pnimi's point of view, the chitzon is like a passageway, a hallway, tafel, and therefore the tafel is nigrar after achar the ikar. And after, if you're kona the ikar, the pnimi, then you kona the tafel, the chitzon also. Lignos as a chitzon, a pnimi lo kona. But if I only have kavana to be kona the chitzon, as we said earlier, even the pnimi one is not kona. So that's in terms of kinya chazaka, when you have inner houses and outer houses. Next, Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Ravua. Habone, platrin, gedole, benichse hager. What if I go build a huge house in a hefker lot, hefker land? Uba acher, but I didn't finish. I didn't put the doors up. Uba acher v'emidlahen d'lasos kana. But somebody, I build the whole building and somebody else put the doors up. The one who put the doors up is konet. Why? My taima kama livni ba'alma hu da'afich. The first one put a pile of bricks here. meaning he can't use it yet. Can't use it yet, right? It's still open. It's not considered private residence. And therefore, ironically, even though somebody did 95% of the work and somebody did 5% of the work, the last one is going to be Kona. Ask all the Rishonim. But to build a house, you have to dig, don't you? And once you dig, we know Chafira is a Kinyan Chazak itself. So forget the fact that there are no doors there. Once you dig. So many different answers given. Tosfos says, maybe digging is only when you're planning to seed. Then digging is getting ready to put the seed in. Tosfos, V'yavagav derafak bapurta, kishabana yisod, lo mahani midi ela bakarka ha'omei l'charisha. Number one. The Ramban here says, well, maybe it only works, very mistaver, where you have kavana to be kona through the digging. Right, you have chafar, you have kavana to build a house. Doesn't have kavana to be kona it yet. So that's why it wouldn't work. Number two. Or finally, the Rimigash says maybe he didn't put a foundation in. He just started on top. He started on the surface area of the ground. He didn't do a foundation. There's no maisa bukafakarka, and therefore, it wouldn't work. And some suggest that maybe this is where the Rambam got this from. Remember, the Rambam, we mentioned earlier, was mechalik between baya kinyan chazaka, baya mechira, you don't need a maisa bukafakarka. But when it comes to nechse hager, you need a maisa bukafakarka. Where does he get that from? So, often, the Rambam is based, when we have a Rimigash, the Rambam is based on a Rimigash. The Rimigash was the Rambam's father's Rebbe. Sometimes there's a flow from the Rimigash to the Rambam. So maybe this is also, the Rimigash says, he didn't do a Maisa Bukavakarka. And by Nechse Ager, he did a Maisa Bukavakarka. So maybe that's where the Rambam got it from. Fascinating Ha'ara to come for this Ha'ara, Dayenu. Very exciting Ha'ara. And that is, what does the Gemara say here? It's not finished until it has the doors. If you build something that doesn't have the doors, it's not finished until it has the doors. We say in Yom Tov Davening, V'samchenu b'sikuno. Right? We say, Hashem, give us the Beis HaMikdash. V'samchenu b'sikuno. Be mesameach us with the Beis HaMikdash. What does that mean? What's the pshat? So, if you look in the Otzer HaTfilas, in the big Otzer HaTfilas Siddur, if you look in the Iyun Tfilah on the bottom, in the Musaf L'Shal Shragalim, what do you mean tikuno? Hashem is building the Beis HaMikdash now. It's going to come down already Mesukan, isn't it? Right, discussion of Rashi and Tosfos and Masechta Sukkah. But he says, Shenizge lismoach begumro, b'shaa shekvar omed u'mesukan kahalacha. It doesn't really mean that we're going to b'sikuno when we fix it up. It means when it's fixed, we'll be happy when it's fixed, it'll come down. Ve'ina pirish tikin ze tikin chisronosav, ela amida al maskunto. Doesn't mean fixing anything. What kavana do we have when we say that phrase? V'samchenu b'sikuno. But if you look at the Siddur Agra says no. He quotes, and all the Maharal Diskin is also quoted as saying this. If you look at the Nitzotzei Or from Reuven Margolis on our Gemara, he quotes a number of these sources. We say, I think in Eicha, Tavu ba'aret sha'areha. Right, the gates of Yerushalayim sunk into the ground, kind of like Yericho. Tavu ba'aret sha'areha she'nignezu sha'arei beis hamikdash. Why the gates get sunk into the ground? The Beis HaMikdash is going to come down anyway, completely done. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Right, it says, but think about a separate problem. We're not going to have the beautiful mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash, according to those Rishonim that say that the Beis HaMikdash is going to come down Meshuchlal, Rashi and Tosfos and Sukkah. So we're not going to have any ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Asuli Mikdash. That's not fair. Amnam zehayim eachachma ha'elyona. Ha. The sha'arim, the gates were sunk in. And when the Beis HaMikdash comes down, it's not going to have gates. And what does our Gemara say? Until it has doors, it's not finished. V'samchenu b'sikuno. Hashem, give us the whole Beis HaMikdash, but we'll put up the gates, we'll put up the doors, they'll come out of the ground, and we'll be able to add it on. Az yamdu Yisrael ha-sha'arim ha-genuzim, shemtziyu lahem in shemaya, v'avikilu banu ha-mikdash, v'zeo v'samchenu b'sikuno. Unbelievable! Daftan Gimel HaMabeis here in Baba Basra. Hey, you don't put up the doors, it's not done. That has to do with Beis HaMikdash and Mashiach and everything that we yearn for, v'samchenu b'sikuno. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Avdimi Bar Yosef Amar Rebbe Lazar, Hamotzi Platrin B'nichse Ager. What if somebody finds a platrin? A ger died, he has a beautiful palace. How are you going? Besod Ben Siyud Echad. You put a layer of plaster on. Oh, Kiyur Echad. Oh, you fix some other type of cement. Kana'an, that is good enough. Vekama, how much do you have to do? Amar Rebbe Yosef, amma, just an amma, that is all that is needed. That's enough of a kinyan chazaka. Amar of Chizda, ukeneged pesach. As long as it's opposite the doorway, that is, we're going to have that lashon Bez Hashem in about a week from now regarding Zeicha LeChorban also. Keneged HaPesach, but says the Rashbam here, why? Because that's Nikar. It's Nikar if it is of a Makam. He says, the Sham Nira Yoser Lenoi. Right, he says, you can see it. If it's not by the Keneged HaPesach, you will need more than an Amma. And the Ritva here says, if you have a picture, right, if you draw a picture with it, that'll be even, Amma's just important in terms of having a type of shear that it would be Nikar. But if you have another area in the house, whatever, doing something that is Nikar is good enough. Amarav, Amarav Amram, Hai Milsa, Amarlan Rav Sheshes told us the following idea. Vanarinu Einin Mimastisa. And he proved it from the Braisa. What did he say? Hamatzia Matzos Benichsi Ager Kana. What if I spread out mattresses on the Nichsei Hager Kana? So Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly does this mean? Does it mean that you spread out a mattress and you lie down on it? That's one shot. Or does it mean that you just take like tapestries and you put it on the Nichsei Hager to beautify the ground? Machlokas is exactly what that means. The latter one is what the Rimi Gash says. It means that he just played the tapestries. And the other Rishonim, the Rashbam, says no, it means that you lie on the ground. So if you do that, benichsi ager kana. So what brisa? Vanarinu einam imasnisa mahi. What's the brisa that supports this? The Tanya, the brisa says, kesev bechazaka, the brisa from Maseches Kedushin. How am I kone an eved knaani? One of the ways I can be kone eved knaani is through a kinyi chazaka. What is that? What do I have to do to the eved knaani to be kone him? No alo min alo. If the eved ties the master's shoes, o hitir lo min alo, or unties his shoes, meaning he does an act of avdus. O shahola kelev achar lebeis amerchatz, or he carries his towel to the shower, to the bathhouse. Vivshito, or he helps him get undressed. Verachitzo, helps him get washed. Remember, in the Maseches Megillah, Haman did this to Mordechai, right? They closed all the bathhouses, and therefore Haman had to do this. Sachu, he smears him with oils. Gerdu, Vilbisho, Vinilo, he helps him get dressed, puts on his shoes. Vigbio, he lifts him up. Who lifts who up? Let's wait with that. Kno, all of those represent the Kenyan. Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Lo te chazaka gdola me'agbah. Chazaka shouldn't be better than hagbah, shagbah nekonim b'chol makom. Hagbah always works. What exactly is Rabbi Shimon saying? And how is he arguing? It sounds like he's saying the same thing. So, Micah Amar, so what's the issue here with Hagbah? So, Hachika Amar. Higbio l'rabo kina'o. If the Eved lifts up the Rabo, that works, then he is Kona, the person being lifted up. The Eved is supporting the Rav, so that's a Kinyan Chazaka. And that's the Raya, the Rashbam says. Because the ground supports me if I lie on the ground, so that's why I am Kona, the ground. Just like if the Eved supports me, so then I am being Kona, the Eved. That is the way that the Rashbam understands it. But the Rimi Gash says it has to do with just like if the Eved dresses you, right? If you dress the Eved, right? So too, that's Hilbisho according to the Rimi Gash. So too, if you spread something on the karka, that would be konet. Okay, let's just finish the line. Higvio Rav Alolo Kano. But if the Rav lifts him up, it wouldn't work. Only if he lifts up, the Eved lifts up the Rav, it would work, but not the opposite. And that Rav Shimon argues on. Amar Rabbi Shimon, lo te chazaka gdola me'agbah, shagbah kone b'chol makom. What do you mean? If I lift up anything, it would work. So if I lift up the Eved, it also should work. Right? What would be the argument? The argument would be that no, hagbah only works by metaltalin, by things that are normally picked up, and Eved is not usually picked up, and therefore you need chazaka for that, not hagbah. Okay, there's a lot here, but we'll have to stop here by Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, that a lot of kinyi chazakas here, and we should always daven v'hareyu, v'samchenu b'sikuno. V'samchenu b'sikuno. V'harena b'vinyano. V'samchenu b'sikuno. Those are the steps that the Vilna Gaon and others point out based on this Gemara. Okay, we'll stop here.